Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Guard my instruction as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your closest relative, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the promiscuous woman with her flattering words. At the window of my house I looked out through my lattice. I saw among the simple, I observed among the youths, a young man lacking sense, going through the street near her corner, and walking down the path to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, as the dark of night set in. Then a woman came out to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and sly of heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet do not stay at home. Now in the streets, now in the squares, she lurks at every corner. She grabbed him and kissed him, and with brazen face she said to him, I have offered my peace offerings. Today I have fulfilled my vows. So I came out to meet you, to eagerly seek your face, and now I have found you. I have spread my bed with colored sheets, with a beautiful bedspread from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink deeply of love until the morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long trip. He has taken a bag full of money. He will not come home until the full moon. With her seductive speech she persuaded him. With her flattering lips she enticed him. Suddenly he went after her, like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer caught in a trap, awaiting the deadly arrow that would pierce its liver. He is like a bird darting into a snare, not knowing that it would cost him his life. Now, my sons, listen to me, and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart wander into her ways, and do not stray into her paths, for she has brought down many victims. She has slain many casualties. Her house is the way to the grave, descending to the chambers of death.